Welcome to the Marylebone School Podcast.
Hello and a warm welcome to episode 4 of the Manilow School Podcast. We have a wide-ranging episode for you this week, beginning with an interview with a man of wide-ranging talents, none other than Mr. Coggan. We also hear about the recent school book fair, a cricket fixture, some world foods, video games, as well as a really interesting chat about the war in Ukraine. Please do remember to rate and review our podcast, hit subscribe and tell your friends and family to do the same. Here we go. Here's Kiri from Year 6 to guide you through the pod.
We kick off this week's episode with an interview with Manor Lodge's DT Maestro, the amazing Mr. Coggan. Here's Freddie and James from Year 5 with the questions.
This week we're going to be interviewing
Mr. Coggan.
Hello.
What jobs other than this have you had?
I've been a graphic designer, a gun maker, a florist, a chef, an off-license manager, a policeman and many more.
What was your favourite job?
Teaching.
Have you had any other DT jobs?
I used to work at a secondary school before this.
When did you first start DT?
That was when I was 30.
How would you compare DT from when you were in school to now?
Completely different. It's a completely different subject in the sense that you do lots of more sort of experiences, whereas before it was mainly based on woodwork and textiles and food.
What is the most interesting thing you've ever made?
I suppose bespoke shotguns and rifles for presidents.
What is your favourite hobby to do outside of school?
I really enjoy cooking.
Thank you for listening.
And thank you, Mr. Coggan.
Next, with the cricket season in full swing, we have another fixture report. Here's Anant and Jessie with a Year 4 cricket report.
Hello and welcome to our part of the podcast. Today we are going to share with you the Year 4 boys cricket fixture.
Everyone had a great time and everyone tried 100%. Here are the scores.
The A team lost by 49 runs. Manor Lodge had 117 runs and Radlett had 166 runs, despite some wonderful batting from Rahul and some great fielding by Isaac.
The B team won by 21 runs. Manor Lodge had 140 runs and Radlett got 119 runs. There was some amazing batting from Jack and some great bowling all round.
The C team lost by 40 runs. Manor Lodge scored 170 runs and Radlett scored 210 runs despite some great bowling from Toby and some great fielding from Jack.
The D team won by 20 runs. Manor Lodge had 130 runs and Radlett had 110 runs. There was some great play all round.
Thank you for listening.
Now, away from Manor Lodge, the appalling situation in Ukraine is still continuing. It's on the news daily, but not everyone fully understands all the details. So Arjun and Millie in Year 4 set about finding out more, and here they are to share what they found.
Today we're going to talk about the war in Ukraine.
How can we help Ukraine?
We could do fundraisers, donations, charity work, medical supplies, first aid, food and water, and we can also let refugees into our country for their protection.
Facts about the war.
The war started on the 24th of February in 2022. Over 3.4 million Ukrainians are fleeing the country. As many as 5 million Ukrainians are expected to flee if Russia's bombing continues. Police detained around 5,020 people at Russia-wide protests against the invasion of Ukraine, and the front line of the war between Ukraine and Russia stretched 280 miles across.
Why is Russia attacking?
Russia's leader refused to call it an invasion or war. The claim of Nazis and genocide in Ukraine are completely unfounded. Moscow continues to coin Europe's biggest war since 1945. Russia is now accused by the international community of carrying out war crimes, and several countries, including the USA and Canada, go further and call it genocide.
How did the war start?
Well, it was initially focused on the status of Crimea and Donbas, internationally recognised as part of Ukraine. Relations between the two countries became hostile after the 2014 Ukrainian Revolution. Russia invaded and subsequently annexed the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine. Ukraine had been incorporated into Tsardom of Russia in 1667. The Russo-Ukrainian War is an ongoing one between Russia and Ukraine.
Why is the war so bad and why are people worried about it?
Russia is randomly dropping bombs in different locations. It soon became clear that not everyone was on board with it. Russia is also a lot bigger than Ukraine, which makes it much harder for them to fight, especially as most of the world is on Ukraine's side, except China and Russia, of course. Putin did not formally declare war on Ukraine during his victory speech on the 9th of May. Up to 2,500 Russians got injured on a Russian soil.
Why is China on Russia's side of the war?
Well, China's on Russia's side because if Russia win the war, China will try and overthrow Russia and gain more land. This is the only reason why they are.
Three facts on Russia and three facts on Ukraine. Who are both the country's leaders?
For Russia, it's Vladimir Putin, and for Ukraine, it is Volodymyr Zelensky.
What are the international languages?
For Russia, they speak Russian, and for Ukraine, they speak Ukrainian.
Can you name one famous person from both sides?
In Ukraine, it is Louis Koris. And in Russia, it is Peter the Great.
I wonder if this war will turn into World War III.
Thank you for listening to our part in the podcast.
Thanks, guys. That was really informative. And it's really important we keep the situation in mind and carry on supporting the causes that are trying to help the victims. Next, we've got Freddie and James to tell us about the recent book fair held in the library.
In our library lessons, we chose books to buy.
It was from Tuesday to Friday, the 7th to the 10th.
We had a wish list for one or three books.
We didn't have two because you could get the third free.
I chose Diary of Wimpy Kid Big Shot, The Bad Guys novel and a Roblox guide.
I chose Gangster Granny Strikes Again, World's Worst Pets and the Bad Guys novel.
Thank you for listening. And thank you, Mrs. Strachan.
Now both Jacks in Year 4 have been salivating as they've explored some of the best foods around the world and have run down an extremely tasty sounding top 10. Here are their entries from 10 to 6.
Hello and welcome to this part of the podcast. Here we will be sharing the top 10 most popular foods currently in the world.
Starting at number 10 is chicken luan ba with hot chili, garlic, chicken, pepper, salt, okra and palm butter covered in peanut butter. Sounds delicious.
Now number 9. I think everyone has tasted this before, but if you haven't, go out and buy some ice cream.
Number 8 is Tom Yum Goon in Thailand. The masterpiece teems with shrimp, mushrooms, tomatoes, lemongrass, galangal and kaffir lime leaves, usually loaded with coconut milk and cream. The hearty soup unifies a host of favourite Thai tastes. Sour, salty, spicy and sweet. Best of all is the price. Cheap.
Number 7 is Penang Assam Asker. Poached flaked mackerel, tamarind, chilli, mint, lemongrass, onion, pineapple, one of Malaysia's most popular dishes, is an addictive, spicy, sour fish broth with noodles, especially great when fused with ginger. That'll have your nose running before the spoon even hits your lips.
Number six is a hamburger in Germany. When something tastes so good that people spend $20 billion each year in a single restaurant chain devoted to it, you know it has to fit into this list. McDonald's may not offer the best burgers, but that's the point. It doesn't have to. The bread meat salad combination is so good that the entire countries have ravaged their ecosystems just to produce more cows. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Join us next week for the rest of the top 10. I hope we did not read anything wrong. If we did, sorry.
Yum! Some delicious sounding dishes there. We'll hear the top 5 next week. Penultimately, we hear again from James and Freddie. This time, a video game review.
Hi, we're doing a video game report.
First up is Roblox.
This is my favourite game.
It is mine too.
We like it because it has loads of mini-games.
Our top 3 mini-games are Heist, Super Doom Spire and Jailbreak.
Secondly, Minecraft.
This is a great blocky game where you can create or survive.
We love this game too.
Finally, Rocket League.
This is a car football game.
We love ramming into cars.
We hope you try our recommendations.
We hope you like our suggestions.
Thank you. By Freddie and James.
Finally, we have our music this week. Our intro was created by Freddie, and now to play us out is Arjun playing the James Bond theme song on keyboards.
Thank you for listening to the Manor Lodge.